This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, well, the Seahawks got two new guys today, and, you know, it's classic free agency on both fronts. The first front is the wide receiver. Mm-hmm. So they replace DK Metcalf with Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
Yeah, like if you wanted to buy, like, a nice chair, but you couldn't afford it, so you ordered one off of, like, Temu... That's kind of what you got here.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, so this one is like, okay, they filled a hole, whatever.
Yeah. Well, he's an older...
He doesn't excite anyone.
Well, he's an
And then
old...
the other one is a huge name that you go, whoa! And then you look a little closer and you're like, oh. They overpaid him and he's old.
Yeah. So they got DeMarcus Lawrence.
DeMarcus Lawrence is the other
who
one.
Who at one point...
Yeah, dude, he was a badass.
An elite edge rusher. He's on the wrong side of 30. He's coming off a year where he was hurt.
And is it me or did they overpay that guy?
Well, but again, it's only $18 million.
It's a team-friendly deal.
That's a lot.
In guaranteed money.
Well, yeah, that's true. But it's $14 million a year or something?
Yeah, let me take a look. But only $18 is guaranteed. So I got to, you know, always be careful when you see contracts. Because I think it's 3 years up to $42 million. He's not seeing $42 million. Now, if he turns into the DeMarcus Lawrence of old and, you know, he becomes an all-pro or whatever, maybe he sees that. But essentially, this is a one-year deal for a nice chunk of change. If he plays well, you can bring him back for a second year. He'll never see the third year of this. And sometimes when you are, look, anytime you're in free agency, you're paying a premium. You just are. I've always said this, when you're in free agency, you're playing third-tier players like second-tier players like first-tier players, because first-tier guys almost never hit the free agent market, or you're taking a risk. I do think that that's a little high, but obviously the fact that he got that means that other teams were interested, because when you look around this free agency class, there's just not a lot of edge rushers. There's just not a lot. I mean, Chase Young was one that everyone thought people would be interested in, but he re-signed back in New Orleans. So this was just one of those that don't get caught up in the number.
Yeah, he's 30. He'll be 33 in April.
I know. It's a flyer.
But he was at one time a super badass. And then as far as Scantling goes, I mean, whatever. Talk about a whatever.
Whatever.
He just body?
Yeah, well, DK Metcalf was what? He was a big physical guy that could run really fast in a straight line. And what's Valdez-Scantling? He's a big receiver that can run in a straight line. When he plays, he averages 22 yards a reception. So, you know, you put him opposite. You're going to draft a receiver in the first two or three rounds to go alongside Jackson Smith and Jigba. And in this play-action world that the Seahawks are going to live in with Cooper, not Cooper Kupp, but Clint Kubiak, This is why, you know, it makes sense. He was in New Orleans, right? He's familiar with the system. He's going to have one responsibility. Hey, on play action routes, you run that way really fast. And on the off chance occasionally that someone doesn't cover you, we're going to have Sam Darnold throw you the ball really, really far and hopefully you can catch it. He's a one-trick pony and you're replacing you're not necessarily a one-trick pony, but kind of a one-trick pony with a bastardized version of it that is whatever.
Yeah, he's been on 5 teams in 7 years.
Yeah.
This is his 5th team in 7 years?
Yeah.
That's a red flag
well,
to
he's
me,
played
too.
He's played in like 6 games and 8 games the last 2 years. But like I said, when he plays, he is a guy that can hit a couple home runs for you, and that's just kind of what you're bringing him in for. But,
Packer fan is in. He says when he plays, he drops the ball. So that's good. You know, whatever.
It's whatever.
So he gets 1 year, $5.5
million. Yeah.
He was with the Bills last year, and they cut him. And then he went to the Saints, and he actually did pretty good with the Saints towards the end.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have anyone else.
No, and like I said, he played in a system where play action, throw the ball over the top, he can do one thing well, and that's about it. I just, you know, the DeMarcus Lawrence one, I can see, you know, it's a veteran plug and play. And we've seen guys like this, Kyle Van Noy, Jadeveon Clowney kind of fit this mold. You know, guys that are a little longer in the tooth. Mike McDonald has had a lot of success with those guys in Baltimore. Where you just a veteran guy, and if you can keep him healthy, you know, it works out for you. And he's a guy that's, you know, that's plug and play. You shouldn't have to worry about him if he stays healthy. The Seattle thing is interesting to me because when I look at what they've done this offseason, clearly they wanted to bring back Geno Smith, but not at the number that they were going to have to pay to bring him back. So you swapped out for Sam Darnold, which I think is a slight tear down from Geno Smith, but not a huge one. And clearly Seattle thought that too, because they wanted to sign Geno Smith. They didn't want to get in the Sam Darnold sweepstakes. But whether it's Geno Smith or whether it was Sam Darnold, the one thing that Seattle had to do more than anything else is improve the O-line. And so far they've done absolutely nothing to improve the O-line. And that's the part that I kind of scratch my head at and say, regardless of what you were doing, and maybe the draft, right? Maybe you're going into the draft and you're saying, hey, we're going to get it there. But you know, you can find guards and you can find serviceable tackles in free agency. That is where you can actually find these. Like they were in on Will Fries, who was probably the number one guard, free agent guard. He ended up signing in Minnesota. Did you see why they didn't get Will? They wanted him to take a physical, and that you can't take a physical before, you know, the actual free agency period begins. And Will Fries was like, well, no, dude, I'm not going to wait around. This money goes quick. And he goes, but he was fine signing in Seattle. And Seattle was like, no. And so he ends up in Minnesota. That's kind of the frustrating part, is that if you're going to do this and you're going to sell us on the Sam Darnold thing, improve the O-line. It's just been too many years of Seattle with this weird bastardized version of trying to fix the O-line, and they spend draft capital on it and they can't pick an O-lineman to save their life. And now you're rolling into a year where I think the interior of your line sucks and has continued to suck. Your right tackle can't stay healthy. You don't even know when he is healthy, if he truly is a real starting caliber. And you drafted Charles Cross, who his rookie year was a solid rookie tackle, and last year regressed. And that's your O-line. And I get you're bringing in Clint Kubiak, and his whole thing is the system's supposed to help the O-line. But how did that go in New Orleans last year?
Well,
and you have the most pressure-sensitive quarterback in the NFL in Sam Darnold.
Let's see who they draft.
Yeah.
I think is the big thing. And then we can bitch about their offensive line.
Yeah.
I did see that DeMarcus Lawrence to Seattle makes Dak Prescott the longest tenured Cowboy. Isn't that kind of weird? I mean, I know he's been in the league a while now.
He's been there for a while.
10 years?
Yeah. I mean, that's a long time on an NFL team.
Yeah, but, you know, yeah. I mean, I don't know. It just kind of goes to show you the Cowboys have been a revolving door the entire roster since Dak's been there.
Yeah, turned over.
Not one guy is still with him.
Now I'm trying to think of who else.
Well, Lawrence.
But yeah, I'm just trying to think of, like, now that Lawrence is gone, I'm trying to think of.
So Lawrence played his whole career in Dallas.
Yes.
He hasn't been anywhere.
Well, Zach
11 years.
Zach Martin retired.
Yeah,
this
there's
year.
Another one. Yeah.
How long has CeeDee been there now? Because he was drafted by them, right?
Yeah, CeeDee was drafted there.
It's got to be 6-7 years.
I was looking at.
There's just not a lot of long term guys there.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I was looking at who they compare Valdes-Scantling to. Mm-hmm. The Pro Football, what is it, the Pro Football Reference Hall of Fame monitor? He's so low, he doesn't even register on.
Yeah, well, he's just...
Usually they have comps, though. Yeah. Like, I'm not talking about Hall of Fame. I'm just saying, like, who do they compare him to? He's not even in the top 300.
Well, again.
Because he's not a top 300 quarterback.
You need warm bodies. Receiver, I mean.
Well, Hakeem Nicks is, you just got Hakeem Nicks, okay?
you need warm bodies.
All right, let's look at DeMarcus Lawrence.
Well, I'm trying to think. So you got Valdes-Scantling now, you got Bobo, and you got JSN. To be honest with you, I don't know who else is there. I'm sure they've got some young guys that were in the back end of that roster. I don't know who their other receivers are. So, well, now I got to pull up a depth chart.
37. Let's see. Lawrence. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They've got Jaylene Darden and Derek Young. Don't forget Cody White. So, yes.
They'll draft somebody.
They're going to draft a lot of people.
So, Lawrence's comps... Everson Griffin.
Okay. Nice player from Minnesota for a bunch of years. He had a psychotic breakdown.
Patrick Kearney and Carlos Dunlap.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah. Solid players.
Yep. Of course, Seahawks great, Carlos Dunlap.
Yes. Again, this is just in the line of what the Ravens do, is they find aging vets and plug them in.
The Ravens?
Yeah. Remember Mike McDonald? This is
Ravens.
The Ravens defense.
This is a Ravens bit. You're
this is
saying
a Ravens bit.
He brought this over from the Ravens.
Okay. Yeah, you just find a veteran guy that you're not going to ask him to play 60 snaps a game, right? And you're going to fit him into a mold that works well. And they've had a lot of success with this. You can do this with vet players. You just don't want to build your roster with 32-year-old guys. And the same thing with the Valdes-Scantling. Don't pay 30-year-old receivers, but they're not paying him. It's just, it's a warm body to have. Lawrence is better than that. But if you're a Seattle fan and you think that the old Dexter Lawrence is coming through the door, that's on you. It's like if you think the old DeAndre Hopkins is coming through the door, that's on you. But he still can be an effective player.
I might head up there and see if they'll let me catch a few balls.
Hey, I like the Seattle defense. As much as the offense kind of... I can't say I hate the offense. The offense just scares me. It feels to me like they are saying that this new scheme with Clint Kubiak should be able to fix the O-line problems, and that scares me to death. Because what has he ever done to give the benefit of the doubt other than three games in New Orleans?
He's Gary's kid.
I guess.
All right, shove it.
But I like the defense. I do.
Sucker.
I think the defense is actually going to be... I think this is going to be a good defensive unit, and the offense just needs to not be terrible. And I don't know where they're at.
The offense was ripping.
I don't think this offense is going to be ripping. I think you just need the offense to not rip S.
We have some lingering questions in the NFL.
Ripped his ass, quite frankly.
We'll put a bow on those and move on to old white men hating TikTok coming up on our show.
Well, I think old white men hate a lot of things, but TikTok probably is near the top of that list.
Some old white men.
Yeah.
And then others don't, it doesn't bother them. But boy, I tell you.
The ones that do.
Yeah.
and play intramurals,
I'm
brother.
Give that thing the frowning of a lifetime.
There is an unlikely coach who has banned TikTok.
You think this was unlikely?
Yes. A little bit.
Hmm.
We'll talk about it. It is Isaac and Souk. That's who you're listening to. I'm Isaac and that's Souk. We are Isaac and Souk. That's the show on The Fan.
Guys being dudes.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.